Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is March 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are sincerely glad you're with us, and I do mean that with all my heart. I want to start off with a couple prayer requests, if you don't mind, folks. I believe in prayer. Oh, I believe in prayer. I've seen miracles happen through prayer. I truly have. And for you prayer warriors all over the world, right now I'm thinking about Miss Blue in France who listens to the broadcast. I have confidence in her prayers because the woman is trying to live a godly life. And many more out there I can name. I mean, really, I'd like for you to remember some names, please. Tonight, there's an 80-year-old gentleman who's not doing so well. He's had a heart attack or two, maybe two. And he's not doing well. They can't do surgery on him because his blood probably won't clot. They sent him home trying to work with him medicine. His name is Dave Dooley. Dave Dooley. Please keep Dave in your prayers. Also, y'all know Crystal's dad, Johnny. Well, they got a gentleman coming in tomorrow that might be able to take over and help her mommy during the day with her daddy. So Crystal can go back to work over here. So please pray that the gentleman comes in tomorrow and work out for that. Okay, please. Crystal, I believe it or not, Crystal misses coming here because he misses even talking to you all. And that's the truth. Don't get the specials we're having this month because spring is here today. Hallelujah. It was kind of cold here in the hills today. It'll be up near 80 here in the next couple of days, though, so I'll take it. We have the book Backyard Medicine on sale, folks. Any time of year, but especially spring and summer, this book is so interesting. The food that's around your home that's growing wild, the medicines that are around your home that are growing wild, in this full-collar book, full-collar picture, so you can see what you're looking at, know what you're picking. You can make your own medicine or eat quite well with what God provided in nature. Now, they're on sale. I don't have a lot of them left, and I don't think I can find any more because the lady wrote them actually passed away. $29.95, that includes shipping for backyard medicine. I mean, I'm just asking to tell you this out here, get them while you can. We're still offering the 20-page pamphlet, Funding the Control Grid, the Food Framework, 20 pages on how they've taken over the control grid of the food for the world, but especially here in America. It's available to you folks for a donation of $5. Pay postage is all I'm asking. It's 20 pages long. I hope you take advantage of that, too, because I think you'll find it more than interesting. And if you want to know the truth about the pagan holiday Easter, let us know. Same thing, $5 for pay postage. These are all available, folks, here if you want them. That's all we can offer them. That's all I know to do. We try to do our best to bring forth information that's so important. At least I think it's very important. And get out to you as quick as possible. So we have them here. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. to get a copy of all the one or all those and copy of the book where you may want. And don't forget, we still have all the Strauss products, vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash and Cardivite. We have things here, folks, I hope you would enjoy trying and working. And I would tell you this, that the product that we talked to the maker last week, Frank Davis, on sugar to fiber, if you're diabetic, it is a phenomenal product, folks. I am seeing a difference personally, and that's the truth. Now, we don't have it here. We may later, but we don't have it here. But you order from Frank. If you have any question about that, call and get the number. We'll get that to you so you can call and order the product, folks. It does help. Now, our guest tonight is a gentleman who's went back to me a lot of years on the radio. I mean, I met him only 3 or 4 times in person. But he's been a good friend for a long time. And a staunch supporter, a staunch, I would say, opponent to anti-gunners that want to disarm the American people for their own agenda. Now, you can say whatever you want to say about guns. Disarmament, folks, of good people only makes it easier for tyrants to rule and easier for the real bad guys to harass those that aren't armed any longer. His name is Larry Pratt, former head of Gun Owners of America. His son Eric now is running the organization. And in my mind, they're doing a fantastic job in what they're doing. So let's welcome tonight our guest, Mr. Larry Pratt. Larry, are you there?
Butch, I'm here, and I certainly thank you for those kind remarks. And I just want to echo that I think Eric was very well suited to take the job once I left because, among other things, he had written a master's thesis in college, the role of the 18th century militia in colonial America. And for those that know a little bit of their history, you know that the militia wasn't formed as a marching society. It was formed to resist the tyranny of British troops. And they did. And that's why we are the United States of America and not the American colonies of Britain.
And most people don't understand this because they don't get taught in church. The fact that the militia, the idea of the militia, come out of Numbers chapter 1, called the War Book, where God told his people, of which I am one. He didn't say, I'm going to give you a right to be armed. I'm making you a duty to be armed from ages 20 on up to, I can't remember the Bible age, I think 60. You will be armed to defend your tribe and your nation. Now, this is in the Bible, folks. Nehemiah chapter 4 said the same thing. Luke 22:36, Christ told the same thing. The same thing. Arm yourselves. To not arm yourselves is not only denying what we say we have a right to do. I take it further than that. It's denying the duty before God to do that, to defend your family and your country. Go ahead.
We don't please the God, we don't please our God when we are unable, intentionally unable, to resist evil. Then we are, in a sense, the handmaiden of evil when they take over because we've made ourselves unable to stop them.
Very true.
It was this idea, and what you were saying, was coming out of the pulpits in America in the decade or so before hostilities broke out on Lexington Green. And when I think it was the pastor at Lexington Church was asked, well, will your men fight? He said, well, that's what I've been preaching.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep, that's exactly right. You know, and I have caught a lot of flack over the years because I'm a stand on telling people that it is not just my right. It's my duty to arm myself, to defend my family and my neighbors if necessary. The people don't want to hear that. It makes me responsible. Well, I don't like guns. God didn't tell us in the scripture you had to like anything. He told you to do it. And if you're going to call yourself a Christian, you better do it. And those who will not protect their families, according to scripture, has denied the faith. And is worse than an infidel. They're going straight to hell, folks. That's Bible. I didn't write the book. I just preach it, okay? So I'm just telling you for your soul's sake, you better pay attention to the Word of God. I just finished a lesson this past Saturday in church, Larry, entitled Ignoring God's Plumb Line. You know, Amos chapter 7 talked about the plumb line. And what came out of it, what came out of ignoring God's plumb line, I just took one example. I could do many, many, many of them. The example of transgenders and homosexuals and lesbians today, how we got there. How out of one verse in the Bible, Deuteronomy 22:5, we ignored that. And now we have men and women don't know what sex they are. I mean, this started by ignoring the plumb line. We're out of line just a little bit here. But a little ways down the wall, we're far off the plumb line. We're no longer on the foundation. That's what
happens.
That's
the deal.
That's the whole deal.
That's the deal.
And it's worked very well, and that's the truth. Anyway, Larry, we got a lot to talk about tonight. I know you have some things to talk about, too. But we're seeing weird stuff happen in gun grabs. I mean, the GOP compromised with Biden, and he's creating a universal background check by fiat, so to speak. But he's getting it done, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, that's what he's up to. He's saying that even if you, as a private person, sell a firearm to your next-door neighbor, you should act as if you're a gun dealer. You should fill out the federal paperwork, get the background check done, which means they get the name of that neighbor in the registry, and so they'll know where eventually all the gun owners and all the guns are, and they'll, whenever they find it convenient, they'll come and smash doors down and grab them. And that's something that's happened before in history. We shouldn't think that that's impossible. Oh, well, it couldn't happen here. Well, it has happened here. That's what happened up in New York and in other places where they registered guns. And then they said, oh, but you can't keep that kind of gun. That kind of gun, now you got to turn in. And we know you got it because you told us.
And if we're that dumb, we deserve it.
Well, I'm afraid that's probably right, although those of us that didn't fall for it nevertheless have the hammer come down on us as
sure
well. So it's
sure
not something that we can just go and hide from. We've got to be, I think, in the forefront of trying to be the alarm to let our fellow Americans know that we're coming up to D-Day. It's a coming.
Yes, it is.
The forces of evil seem to be more and more emboldened in our country, and they're proposing more and more outrageous and outlandish ways of tyrannizing us. And one of the things that, and I think we may have talked about this when I was on your show earlier, is one of the ways that we can put a pretty quick stop to some of this is to say, and insist that our members of Congress move to cut the funding totally of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and of the FBI. Now, there are other bad agencies in the federal government, but those are two that are pretty infamous. And if they had their funding zeroed out and they had to go look for a job, say, at a state police agency where they'd be under another kind of authority, that would be a message that probably would get through to their tyrannical noggins, and they'd understand that, oh, the peasants have been stirred up.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely right. You know, and this article, GOP compromise, unintentionally creates universal firearm background checks. I don't think it was unintentional. That's beside the point, though. But this is from Gun Owners of America, folks. Remember the Cornyn Murphy compromise that Gun Owners of America and our members warned Congress about? We were loud and clear about how this legislation did nothing to end mass public murders and only infringed on gun owners' rights. We attempted to warn elected officials. Nevertheless, Congress rushed to sign gun rights away, including 15 Republican senators who enabled the passage of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Folks, the Republicans either are completely stupid or are part of this. They can't be both. I mean, it can't be happy one of them. I mean, either completely ignorant of the truth or part of the reason for gun control. That's exactly what I'm going to say. You can say what you want to say. Either they're ignorant and they shouldn't be in office because they're ignorant, or they sold us out. Either way, they shouldn't be there. But they are there. And what did Biden do to play off that, Larry? What's his move? Go and explain that to us.
Well, Biden is instructing the ATF to broaden the background check. They're going to be moving up on the guns, and I think the FBI will be backing up as enforcers. And, you know, there's the cynicism of these folks. My son Eric was on a, I think it was on Newsmax, and they brought up the subject that, well, what do you say to the fact that when we've got these red states, yet where they've been favorable to gun ownership, crime with guns has gone up. And happily, Eric was right on it and pointed out that, well, yeah, and where do you think that crime was coming from? In the cities run by the Democrats, might be a Republican state, but the Democrats were running those cities, and there they're very hostile to armed individual self-defense, and that's where the crime goes through the roof, because people are made legally unable to protect themselves. And that, I think, needs to be pointed out, that the Democrats own crime. They are the criminal's best friend. And if that sounds mean or harsh, well, live with it.
But anyway, people that you tell the facts to about these things, like your son Eric did, he told them the truth, straight up and down, told them the truth. And they still ignore it because they want to, Larry. They want to ignore it. Once they see the truth and ignore it, they're either fools or they intentionally do it because they don't want to agree with you. It's just that easy.
And there's a combination of both. Some of them are just, they've been, maybe their brains have been mushed in college. That's a bad place to go for, unless you want to be an accountant or something like that. And I went to college for many years beyond regular undergraduate. And happily, I finally began to see what was going on. And I left without getting the advanced degree, and I was mighty close to it. And in fact, I had even submitted a proposal for the paper I would have to write in order to get that advanced degree. And I, when they saw the proposal, they asked so many questions that were so fundamental that I would have had to write two dissertations. And at that point, I decided, I don't have time to play this game. I've got a good job being offered to me in the conservative world, and I'm going to go there and blow these guys off. And I think that increasingly needs to happen. And unless you are going to study engineering or accounting, something of that sort that's fairly technical, and even then doesn't mean you don't get Looney Tunes for professors, but at least they have to make 2 + 2 = 4, or things aren't going to work right. So once we have an exodus from these institutions of higher indoctrination, and the professors end up getting laid off because there's no students there, and thus the tuitions are kaboom, gone, down the drain, hasta la vista, baby. Then I think maybe we can take back education in our country, which is very important.
Oh, my, it's the probably the best weapon the other side has had for many, many years, Larry. Long before we're talking about gun control, we're talking about immorality and teaching children things that, well, you and I were used to blush or get mad about, is now accepted as being normal, and we put our children in these hell holes we call schools and don't seem to think about it. Shame on us.
Yes.
Shame on us. Period. Shame on
yes.
us. So, I feel sorry for the children, but I don't feel sorry for the parents who do this to the children. Either they don't know, which I find hard to find to believe, or they just don't care enough to do anything about it. It's just that easy. I mean, we're not talking about buying a boat or a car here. We're talking about children's souls and minds. You do what you have to do to get those children homeschooled. Homeschooling is not that difficult. Christian school. But do what you got to do.
And it may mean a decline in the family's income, because either you're paying that private school tuition or you're losing, say, mama's income so she can be the homeschool teacher. But the alternative is you lose your kids. And it seems to me that losing some income, which is a serious problem, I don't deny that, but that sure is a whole lot better than seeing your kids' lives become train wrecks.
Well, yeah, and even more important than that, beyond this life, is their souls are damned to hell.
There you go.
I mean, it's just that easy. I mean, public schools are one of the worst forms of child abuse in the country, period. Now, listen, that's just the truth. But on the other side, this anti-gun movement by Biden, an article here, the Senate Republicans introduced bill codifying right to bear arms outside the home. Now, you probably saw this. Lindsey Graham, which does very little right, but maybe this it is some right, as I said, Senate Republicans are set to introduce it on a bill on Thursday that would codify the right to bear arms for self-defense outside the home. Now, this comes off, of course, the case that this Columbia versus Heller was ruled on back in 2008, I believe it was. But some other senators have joined him in this. John Kennedy from Louisiana. I'm trying to find that guy's name here. I don't see it here. But anyway, I've joined him on this, and they're going to try to get this bill introduced that would codify a right to bear arms outside the home. Well, I thought it was already codified once. We'll call it Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I thought it was already commanded by the Word of God. But nonetheless, I suppose this is a move in the right direction, that if this becomes a federal law, that no state can bar you from carrying a gun outside the home. I am so blessed to live in West Virginia, where I carry a gun, my pocket or my side. Nobody ever says a word to me, except maybe to thank me for doing it. We have no problems here with the law enforcement in our state about somebody carrying a gun. There's no problem at all.
Legally, in West Virginia and some, maybe 25 other states, it is now a matter of right to carry a gun openly or concealed without any government permission whatsoever. And that, we got to keep in mind, where did the gun registration carry permit laws come from? They came from the Jim Crow South, where Democrats were trying to keep blacks down, and quote, in their place. And that was the way they were able to control it. And we're finally, more or less, we're pushing back pretty successfully on those rules, And maybe the only places left where the Democrats will insist on disarming people will be places where they've already jacked the crime rates through the roof, Chicago, New York, San Francisco, places like that where normal people don't want to live anyway.
Well, you know, that's very true, and I think it's becoming evident in California, people getting out there in droves. I hope they don't take their problems with them, though, to other states and try to ruin the states there also. But
what we've seen, they're leaving for the right reasons, and they haven't tilted elections to the left at all. So I think it's a pretty positive thing. So far, we haven't seen anything but good coming from it, because who is going to pick up and leave and have to find a job in some other place? It's not going to be some welfare-dependent Democrat.
That's true. That's true. That's a very good point.
So they're not going to jump off the gravy train as long as there's still gravy on the train.
And, I agree. That's a good point.
I'm hopeful that we're going to see more and more of this. And it seems to be fortifying, making even stronger the states in the country where reason has not departed, at least not completely, and people do want to protect themselves from the criminal element. And the criminals will pretty much get the message that there are states that you don't want to mess with, West Virginia being one of them, because anybody could have a gun you don't know, and they could have it as a matter of right. And so if you want to stick them up, you may find yourself pushing up daisies.
That's exactly right. Praise God, that's the way it is, and I love it that way. But, you know, we're seeing things here that this some years ago, this would have been called a conspiracy theory. This article, they can find this on our website, by the way, folks. If you go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, you'll be up there probably tonight or tomorrow. Look on the government cover-ups or police state. You'll find an article entitled, "American Government Agrees to Allow U.N. Military Takeover Now, this is by Steve Allen, and this is a true article. They've signed, the Americans really understood what was going on behind the scenes and learned that their government has agreed to allow U.N. military to take over in the event of civil unrest. They'd be petrified. This has been done. This has already been done. It's a done deal. When we go to civil war, and I'm afraid we're going to, the UN will be here to protect us and quail any violence that may turn up. Now, this is, I'm not making this up, folks. I wish I were. I really do. But this is true. And you check it out on the website, PastorBush.com. Look under government cover-ups, police state, or Constitution news. You'll see underneath that article, hopefully by tomorrow at the latest. But this is all happening. What we called a conspiracy theory 7 years ago is now true. I read the other day, Larry, what's the difference between conspiracy theories and truth? The answer was about 6 months.
Well, and I think we're going to see that more and more people are kind of figuring out what's been going on. And that's going to further clarify all these issues. There's going to be brighter and brighter lines, and there are going to be places where the tyrants are not welcome. And then I think they're going to find out that they're going to start talking conspiracy theories. They're going to start looking at the average American as somebody who, they might be a problem. Actually, that's what they already have believed for a long time, and that's why they've been trying to disarm us and regulate us so that we can't hardly breathe. Our economy is struggling because of all of their regulations. And I think American people are seeing, feeling, smelling what's happening, and we're coming to a break point, perhaps we could say, a point where things are going to move, and they're not just going to stay static. It's not going to be a matter that you and I are discussing as we are now, but it's going to be an action item.
I agree. I don't want that to happen, Larry. I don't want it to be necessary, but it's coming. Not just with gun rights or gun control. It's coming with morality issues. It's coming with money issues. It's coming in all directions between races. And they're doing this on purpose. I mean, I just mentioned you and Todd an article that I just got that now drinking a cup of coffee is a white supremacist act. And if you put on, now this is truth, now folks, I'm making this up. This is all validated. I'm not making it up. If you keep a clean cupboard and well stocked cupboard or whatever, and your closets are real clean, organized, that is sexism and racism. If you showed online, this is all true. Back at the break,
they,
the phone call.
They calls. Figured me out.
They did. 844-769-2944. They got you cornered, Larry. Watch out.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in stable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406 574-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, welcome back. We're glad you're with us tonight. Again, we're talking to Larry Pratt. If you want to call and share your thoughts, I hope you will, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You know, there's so many things happening. From maybe Trump being arrested tomorrow, to Putin being warned after his arrest from the international court. I mean, like anybody cares. All this is going on, and keep our heads on a swivel. Everything's happening. But behind the scenes, you're passing more gun control. Not much in the way of any kind of headlines on that, because we're too busy watching what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. We're too busy watching the money finance, the bank's failings. Folks, this is all part of the plan. It keeps you off balance. I've said this before, Larry. I used to box a little bit many years ago. And the idea of the jab, although it won't hurt somebody with the jab, the idea of the jab is get somebody off balance so you can lay a haymaker on them. They're jabbing us so fast right now. All we're getting done is ducking and backing up. And so they sneak the other things in when we're not looking, like gun control. And it should concern us all. It should consult. Folks, if you want to talk to us, you call us at 844-769-2944. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, one of the words that you just used is kind of key, control. It's not just about guns. In fact, when I was doing my radio show, the announcer's recorded intro said something to that effect, that it's not just about gun control, it's about control. Because if and when they get the guns and get them under control, then they can get any and everything else that they want. And so that's why the gun issue is very important. It's kind of the big stumbling block that, well, let's do a little history. What was it that the Brits were after when they started the war for independence, our independence, on Lexington Green? And then they went next door to Concord, Massachusetts. And what were they after? They were after the guns. The colonists had some of their military-style guns, even some of them newfangled things they called rifles. Well, they had them in armories that the towns...
And by the way, Larry, they also had cannons.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they were after. They wanted to make sure that if they're going to control these rubes over there in America, they're going to have to control and grab the guns. So this is not a new battle that we're fighting. And Senator Cornyn, who hopefully will no longer be senator after the next election in Texas, Senator Cornyn and his Connecticut buddy in the Senate know exactly, I think, what they're doing. They can't control the rubes if the rubes have guns. As one of them said some time ago, it's awfully hard to rule if the people you're ruling have guns.
Absolutely. I mean, that makes perfect sense. Of course it makes sense. You know, and you and I have been doing this together now for, what, you say 25 years now, Larry?
At least.
And we've watched this gun control keep progressing. And we beat won a lot of battles. But thanks to Gun Owners America and some others, we won a lot of battles in the Senate and the House. Thank God for that. But we're seeing inch by inch creeping incrementalism underpinning the foundation of the duty to keep and bear arms. We're seeing them pick at it. A little bit here, a little bit there. You know, I made a comparison some time back. I said, you say you own 10 guns. Well, they're going to outlaw all your guns. Come and get them. And you fight real hard and end up just taking one of them. You say, I won. No, you didn't. You lost 10%
right.
of what you had. So every time we lose ground, whether it's one little bit, 1 inch or 10 feet, we lost ground nonetheless, didn't we?
And that's been kind of the story of the liberal mentality. They're willing to say we want it all, but at the end of the day, they'll settle for half an inch. As long as it's a half an inch moving in the direction they're heading, that'll be okay until tomorrow, and then they'll come back and demand some more. But they're not silly enough to say we want it all or nothing. We want it all, and a half inch is all we can get today. Okay, but we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll fight it out then.
Exactly. They don't go away. You have to give them credit for not going away. So, I mean, you know, they're like a cancer. You can cut it off, it keeps popping back. But you got to keep cutting it off or they kill you. And that's what they are. They're a cancer on a society, a free society, and they're a cancer on a moral society. And, Larry, you know as well as I do, once morality is lost, there's no foundation to build on. You know that.
That's exactly right, and that's you pointed to it earlier this evening, that maybe the biggest threat comes out of the schools where the kids are being taught that you must follow orders, that is the way good Americans are, and we've got to encourage our kids to say that, no, teach, you got it wrong. That's not what the Bill of Rights was all about. And we can't let that go unchallenged.
That's absolutely right. And we are seeing some people waking up finally. I mean, some schools are actually losing numbers, praise God. They're losing money. And thank God for that. They're losing a little bit of their foundation now, because especially after this COVID fiasco that they pulled on American people. People are getting a little wise what's happening here, especially when
you start
reading.
That's what they're teaching in my kids' school? I didn't know that. That's terrible.
That's true. The parents started reading the books and find out they're teaching little Johnny how to wear a condom or become a girl. Now, this has been taught folks in grade school. You wonder why your children are so messed up in the head. As long as you have them in their schools, you have very little right to correct them, because you're the biggest part of the problem. There you go. Get mad and turn radio off. That's all right. You're the biggest part of the problem. So, and gun and issues are part of that also. Liberal schools, anti-Christ schools are teaching gun control also. Wickedness and gun control. I mean, we're seeing all of this come together right now as we speak. Our children are being brainwashed to hate mom and daddy because of their beliefs. Not at least ignore them. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, they're teaching the mentality to accept whatever cockamamie thing might come from the teachers, from councilman in the city government. They just accept whatever somebody in authority has to say. And that's, I think, where we have to draw the line. We'll accept what they say if what they say is right. If what they say is in conformity to the Constitution and, in many cases, the laws that we still have on the books.
Well, even beyond that, does it conform with the laws of God?
Yes.
You know, without the laws of God, nothing works. Everything crumbles. You know, in Colossians chapter 1, you know, it says Christ is by how things consist. What makes society hold together is the consistency that's put in the society through the Word of God. It's like the mortar that holds bricks together. You can lay a nice pile of bricks, but if the mortar isn't there, it's going to blow over.
Yeah, he's the glue, and if you don't want to use the glue, you're going to find out things don't stay together on their own.
That's exactly right. So gun rights, folks, are way beyond just rights. Their duty is given to us by God. And I want you to look at them that way, too. I'm not picking on anything in the Constitution. Anything. I'm just saying, look at them as the way it is. These are rights that God, duties God gave us. Let's forget what man says and do what God says. What a novel idea, especially to the Christians out there. Let's go to Michigan and talk to Greg. Greg, come on in, Craig.
Butch, how you doing tonight?
Good. How you doing?
Am I over-modulating?
You sound fine.
Okay. Larry Pratt, you're the top of the pile. Gun Owners of America has always been the best alternative possible to the NRA.
Well, nice of you to say that. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, in just the platforms and that you realize what's really going on. The NRA wants to, I don't know, talk about hunting and, you know, target shooting and all this stuff. No, that is not what the Second Amendment is all about. Not by a long shot.
No.
Yeah, those are good things, but as you say, that's not what the Second Amendment is all about.
And that's not what the Word of God is about. That's what the Bible's about either. The Bible's not about hunting. No, they did hunt. But the Numbers chapter 1, he says, I want you to be owning these weapons, protect your family and your tribes. That's what he said.
Absolutely. And Butch, I'm so glad that you brought up, you know, the Lexington and Concord thing there. They were going in. They weren't after small arms of powder. They were after the cannons. Because that was a decisive thing on a battlefield that was going to change the tide. And the militia at the time had cannon from a remnant of the French and Indian Wars.
That's true. And you wonder now why they're trying to outlaw so-called military weapons that we have.
Well,
same thing.
You know, as I understand it, at some point in time, I have no idea when the time frame was, when the date was, but all our National Guard armories have been stripped of any kind
they
of
have.
Weapons.
Yes, they have. Do you remember back years ago when they used to sell excess arms, the government did to private people, private owners? Remember that?
Absolutely. Yeah. You could get an M1 Garand on a civilian marksmanship program for, I don't know, $600 to $800 or something.
Well, you could buy a lot of military surplus, really good deals, and that included guns up until probably, I guess, the 70s, 60s, 70s. But also remember when they had SKS on sale at the sporting goods stores for like $39, $40, covered in Cosmoline. I mean,
At one time I owned five of them and I dispensed them to my children. And the so-called Lee Harvey Oswald thing. One of the points in that little charade was, Lee Harvey Oswald bought his weapon mail order, and after that point in time, you couldn't get a gun mail order to save your soul.
No, you couldn't. No, you used to be able to walk up the corner store, and I remember this as a young boy. They got the mail there. We got bread there. We got dog food there. We got guns there and ammunition. If you're 18 years old, you walk to the store and buy the gun. No questions asked.
Not even 18, Butch. I remember talking to a member of Gun Owners of America years ago, and he explained how he rode across the Mississippi River from the one side where he lived to the other, went to this gun store that had a really neat ad for a gun, and he was about 12, 13 years old, went in, and he could just about reach up to the counter, put his money down, and went out with his gun.
I know that's true. I just never thought about it until I was 18 and couldn't afford one anyway. But this is the difference in mindset in the country today. We used to put guns on a bus with us, go to school to hunt after school. I mean, this, you know, those guns never shot anybody. I mean, it must be.
And they were kept in the cloakroom during the day.
Or the principal's office. Either, I remember, I remember that. I do. Go ahead very quickly, Craig. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll try to make this fast. In the olden days, me and my friend, we were probably 12, 13 years old. We walked down to a little beer and pop, bread and maybe milk, a store or something like that. And at that age, We pulled all the money out of our pocket and probably turned in a couple of returnable bottles to get a box of .22 short ammunition.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because that was
absolutely
the cheapest thing they had. And then we went out and killed ground squirrels.
Oh,
you
terrorist.
The only thing you might get is a pat on the head.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's changed so much. Craig, thanks for calling. Anything else you want to say?
To both of you guys, Butch, I talk to you frequently. Larry, first time. Love you dearly.
Thank you,
sir. Keep it on.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, my friend. Thanks.
Thank you. What a sweet phone call from a good gentleman. I appreciate that. Let's go to Massachusetts, and let's go up there and talk to a guy named Dave. He's a Yankee, but I think he's all right. Come on in, Dave.
I very much enjoy going to the reenactment of the Battle of Lexington and Concord or watching Paul Revere's ride reenactment. So I understand what you're talking about concerning Lexington and Concord and how ironic Massachusetts of all places were resisting gun control. Now it's one of the worst gun control places.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, the point I wanted to make is, some of the reasons for the Second Amendment and comparing not just the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, but also, the Declaration of Independence, is that I've noticed how, for example, the New York County District Attorney who wants to arrest Trump, but he's, he's notorious for just, setting, violent criminals free. I've been noticing, that pattern. I guess George Soros has his various foundations, which funds these, county prosecutors. But there's so many crimes that they say, we're not going to prosecute shoplifters. We're not going to prosecute this crime or that crime. But for some reason, of course, they spare no expense against, say, prosecuting hate crimes. The point I want to make is, isn't that not tantamount to a certain line in the Declaration of Independence where he says, he's abdicated, governance here and has declared us out of his protection? I mean, isn't that tantamount to telling the law-abiding citizens that, the government isn't going to protect you anymore?
Yeah.
In fact, they're on the other side sometimes.
They truly are. They truly are.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that really on at much higher levels right now. We know the DOJ and FBI are totally, and I hate to use the word liberal, but I want to say immoral. It fits them better. They're totally against. I mean, look what's happened in New York with the burnings of pro-life clinics up there. And that happened last year, and not one bad guy's been caught. And you know what the FBI said about that, Larry? They said what was done in the dark, we couldn't figure out who it was. Now, that's what they said.
And meantime, they invade the home of this pro-life guy with his seven kids and arrest him at gunpoint. And not just guns, but I mean automatic rifles, and hauled him off, scared the dickens out of his family.
That's right.
And that's how you deal with somebody, apparently, according to the FBI. And that's why I say, even though there are, and I know there are, really God-fearing, decent people in the FBI, it should be defunded. Zero.
I agree.
Eliminated.
I totally agree. Anything else you want to say, David?
Well, not in regards to just the Democrats, but also the Republicans. I'm sure you've seen the ad council, you know, advertising council. You know, they show, okay, this is drunk driving and this is buzz driving. They show the same smashed up vehicle. And then they say, do you see any difference? Well, I have my own twist on that. I say, this is Communist Party USA. And this is the Democrat Party. Do you see any difference? In regards to the Republicans, you know, party, I call them, you know, the loyal opposition party.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope they're loyal.
You ever watch the Harlem Globetrotters? You ever watch them play ball?
Yeah.
I mean, they're absolutely good. But they always put a token team against them. I think they call them the Generals.
Yeah.
Always a token team. They never win. That's like the Republicans. Well, they're the loyal opposition. They never win, seems like, but they're always there.
Yeah.
So this is about the same thing.
Yeah, that's not a bad analogy, I'm afraid.
Yeah. But anyway.
So for our one-party monopoly system expressed by two political parties, you know, the Democrats and Republicans, for a lack of a name for that one party, I've dubbed it the American Socialist Democratic Republican Party.
very close to being right. Very good being right. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Well, good talking about you, man, Larry.
God bless, my friend. Folks, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, write this information down. You need to contact Gun Owners of America. You really do. And become a member. Now, you donation $20, whatever you can afford, once, twice, 10 times a year, whatever you can do. They'd appreciate it. I never could give them a lot of money, but I've supported them for years because I believe in what they're doing. Their website is gunowners.org. Gunowners.org. And the phone number is the best phone number in the world that I've seen so far. You can call them at 888-886-GUNS. I love it. 888-886-GUNS or 888-886-4867, 4867. Call up. Start receiving their email blast to send out about what's going on. Give them $20 if you can to help them go on. Folks, these people are the premier gun rights people in the country, period. And I mean that. I've looked at a lot of them. I'm sure a lifetime member. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me say something about the email. Toward the end of the time I was at Gun Owners, I was up on the hill, and I was with two or three other representatives of other conservative groups, and the aide that we were talking to wanted to know where we were all from, and so when I said Gun Owners of America, he said, oh, your email are loud.
Amen. Amen.
They know when something's got the Gun Owners of America upset, because it's not an organization. It's millions of Americans.
Amen. Amen. Folks, support Gun Owners of America, please. Gunowners.org, 888-886-4867. Larry, down by the last 3 minutes here. I'm going to just take one more phone call very quickly. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Blake.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Here's one thing. Gun Owners America, it's exactly like JPFO. It's pro-gun. That's the only thing I can say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Pro-gun, absolutely. Right on the money, pro-gun, no compromise. That's very true, Mick. And thank you for bringing that up. That's a good way to put that. Thank you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. And he's right. This GOA, folks, is no compromise. Period. No compromise.
And we appreciated Aaron Zellman and his Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And he had to sail into some headwinds because a lot of Jewish people had bought the liberal Kool-Aid, and even though they'd been disarmed before the Nazis killed a bunch of them, they were nevertheless supporting, thanks to the government schools here, they were supporting gun control and gun confiscation. And that was the great contribution that JPFO made then and continues to make.
Folks, this is something that if you are pro-life, if you're pro-self-defense, I don't care what color you are, what race you are, if you're standing for what's right on this issue, Gun Owners America is where you want to be. Gun Owners America is where you want to be. GunOwners.org or 888-886-GUNS. Give them a call. And Larry Pratt, I don't know what to say except to thank you for all the years of service. I mean, you retired a couple years ago, finally. I thought maybe he was going to stay in office until he petrified there, but you got out and moved on and let your son, Eric, take over. And I would love sometime, if Eric had ever had an hour, to interview Eric on the program. I really would love to do that. If you can point straight with him, I'd love to have him come on. But I want to thank you for your years of faithful service and for being a friend, a personal friend of mine. Although we've only been together two or three times, I consider you a very close friend. I want you to know that.
Well, I appreciate you keeping your show on the air all these years, because I know it's a hard thing to do, to find the support that's needed to pay those bills. And you've managed to do it, and that's a magnificent accomplishment. And I just want to tell you thank you.
Well, thank you. This month actually makes me 30 years. Can you believe that? This month, 30
that's
years.
Great.
That's a long time. Well, Mr. Larry Pratt, we're about out of time, but I want to thank you again for joining me tonight, and I appreciate you being there. When I call you, you're Johnny on the spot, you're like a minute man. If I call you, you're there. I want to thank you for making yourself available like you have, and for keeping in touch with me. Now, you know where I am. If I can do anything, return the favor. If you need me, you let me know, okay?
Well, I sure will, my friend. Thank you so much for all you've been doing, and Godspeed for what's laying ahead.
Well, you tell your son, Eric, I'm honored to met you, and I may like sometime to talk to him and tell him he's doing a great job.
Yeah, all righty.
You pass that on, okay? From an old hillbilly here in West Virginia, you pass it on to him.
Okay, Godspeed, my friend.
God bless, my friend. God bless. Folks, I don't know what else to say. I mean, Larry's always been one of my favorite guests for a lot of reasons, but mostly because he's Larry Pratt. No matter where you see him, he's steadfast. He's Larry Pratt. He tells you what he thinks. He doesn't back up. I admire that so much. As Mick just said, the Jews for Preservation of Firearms has stood the test, not compromised. GOA done the same thing. I'll see you tomorrow night, folks. I have a fill-in guest, Mr. Jerry Barrett, will be with me tomorrow night. I got to take myself to a doctor's appointment tomorrow afternoon. Won't be there tomorrow night, but Jerry will be here. You won't miss me. I'll see you back here Wednesday. Have a great night.
Satan's army roams the land.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as common sense voices of integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.